flesh of the Westmere land can save thy dear life's blood. So turn your stallion's head till his red mane flies in the wind, and the rider of the moon goes by, and the bright star falls behind. And clear was the paly moon when his shadow passed him by. Behind the hills were the brightest stars when he heard the owlet cry, saying, why do you ride this way? Wherefore came you here? I seek the witch of the Westmere land that dwells by the winding mere, and it's weary by the Ells water in the misty brake fern way. Till through the cleft in the Kirkston Pass the winding waters lay. He said, lie down by Brindle Howe and rest ye, my good grey hawk, and be my steed can grace I fill, for I must dismount and walk. But come when you hear my horn, and answer with the call, here the sun will rise as scorn, you will serve me best of all. And it's down to the water's brim, he's borne the rowan shield, and the golden rod he has cast in, to see what the lake might yield. And what rose she from the lake, and fast and fleet when she won half the form of a maiden fair with a jet black mare's body. And loud, long, and shrill he blew till his steed was by his side. High overhead the grey hawk flew, and swiftly he did ride, saying, horse, well, my brindle hound, and fetch me the jet black mare. Stoop and strike my good grey hawk, and bring me the maiden fair. She said, pray thy silvery sword, lay down thy rowan shield. I see by the briny blood that flows you've been wounded in the field. And she stood in a gown of velvet blue, bound round with a silver chain, and she's kissed his pale lips once and twice, and three times round again. And she's bound his wound with the golden rod, full fast in her arms he lay. And he has risen hale and soon, with the sun high in the day. He said, ride with your brindle hound at heel, and your good grey hawk in hand. There's none can harm the knight who's lame with the witch of the Westmere land.
Pretty.